It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Wednesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. It's what I enjoy most about the kind of work I do, the opportunity to be out on farms. All sizes of farms, big ones and small ones, producing all kinds of commodities. And one thing I hear often from all of you on the farm these days is how you are under increasing pressure to find efficiencies wherever and whenever you can. Well, the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they'll try to help you do that by extending the life of your equipment and avoiding costly breakdowns. From JT8 super heavy-duty engine oils to JT6 grease to the Mystic JT5 universal transhydraulic fluid, the Mystic legendary family of lubes is specially formulated to stand up to the relentless pressures of heavy use in extreme conditions. And maybe take a little bit of that pressure off your shoulders whenever possible, producers. It's what they call lubrication domination. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. MYSTIK lubes.com. The new chief executive officer of Chipotle has his first big test. That chain, the burrito chain, has another food safety outbreak. They briefly closed down one of their restaurants in Powell, Ohio, just north of Columbus, day before yesterday, after a number of customers became sick. The restaurant then reopened yesterday. Chipotle told CNBC yesterday morning the local health department received 2 illness complaints. But by late yesterday afternoon, the Delaware General Health District there said it had received 368 inquiries related to the outbreak. Authorities in Iowa say they have 40 investigators working on the case of a missing college student who disappeared 2 weeks ago. More than 200 leads have been followed up on as police have conducted ground, air, and canine unit searches for Molly Tibbetts. From This Week in Agribusiness, when the August crop report comes out next week, analysts will zero in on the number of corn ears in the fields. The survey for that report is going on right now, that report that comes out on the 10th, so it's too early to judge the final ear weights. The experts say, though, if the USDA assumes an average ear weight, given the reports of good corn plant population numbers this year, the higher number of ears should lead to a higher yield. Most analysts believe the corn yield in that report a week from Friday should be about 176 bushels. If that's the case, it would be 2 bushels higher than the USDA has been using. Did you see that dramatic video yesterday from Kansas City of that truck carrying bales of hay on fire there on Interstate 35? That semi-truck driver, Darren Tidd, from southern Kansas, said another driver alerted him to the flames. But by that time, Darren said it was too late to get the semi-tractor unhooked from the trailer. That fire crippled traffic into downtown Kansas City right at the height of the rush hour. Oh, and Darren said this wasn't the first time he's had a load catch fire. He said it happened 12 years ago when someone flicked a cigarette onto the hay. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by Mystic. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.